Community Matters, brought to you by Metro County Hospital Health Systems. Joined now, as always, the very last Wednesday of every month by the city manager of Beloit, Jason Raby. He is with us today as we have a heat advisory that's taking place here, which, you know, hey, summer hasn't been as bad as it could be in regards to all the heat. But here we are, late July, and it is hot in Kansas, and Jason's here to tell you what you need to do to stay cool. And pour a whole bucket of water over your head or whatever it might be. But no, Jason's here to talk about the projects and things that are going on with the city of Beloit. And so, I said water, so let's just slide in the water. The water plans and in the works, and you and I have talked about this for, ever since you've been here.
Yeah. It's really been quite the haul, and kind of like we've used that analogy of getting the train out of the station, and we're definitely rolling down the tracks pretty hard. And if you'll remember, last year we finally got the funding and the grants and the USDA that, you know, gives you the really long-term low-interest financing, all that stuff to get this project done. So we are off to the races in the design portion. And so what the engineering team does first is what they call 30% plans. So to you or I, you know, and they're three-dimensional. I mean, they're pretty fancy in how they have all the setup and the piping. It looks pretty legitimate. I mean, it's a 150-page design document, and like I said, for the untrained eye, it's like, wow, this looks like it's ready to get built. And really what they're trying to do is then take that to KDHE to say, hey, is this, you know, along the way, is this approvable? Is there any adjustments or anything you want to be aware of before they really get hot and heavy in developing the bid documents? So so it's really exciting to actually see it, you know, in a sense, in the flesh. You know, I know for a lot of folks, you know, I just come here and talk about it all the time. Like, is this really happening, or is this really going to happen? And it is, you know, and
it just
takes a lot of effort and a lot of work. But again, the last couple of years, that's just what we got. We keep saying we just got to keep pushing that, you know, that football down the field, and that's what we're doing. And when we finally score, it's going to be a pretty sweet victory, you know. But if there's any interest in that, you know, there's any, I could see us probably holding, you know, we held an open house about a year plus ago, probably, about some of the initial stuff. But I think as we get a little bit further into solidifying the actual design and the look of it, you know, it's different. You know, there's things that are relatable for us, you know, like, oh, what's the building look like? Well, that's not, you know, who cares? It's going to be something to contain the actual guts of the plant. And so that's a little bit less relatable for most of us, but that's the important stuff. So, you know, that'd be interesting for people to take a look at and a gander at, and that might be something we do down the road as we get it solidified a little bit more to answer any other additional questions. But it's been an exciting process. It's a lot of work. You know, we're really lucky to have some local connections, not only with Schwab Eaton in town, John Brummer, who has some ties here locally, works for a really large, you know, engineering firm that specializes in water plants. So we're getting some of that horsepower that we probably wouldn't even get because we're pretty small potatoes, and getting a lot of really good expertise on this. So, for example, our type of plant uses membranes for filtration, and they have a membrane guy. You know what I mean? And you know, he couldn't come to our meeting last week because he was at a membrane conference. You know what I mean? So,
that's,
you know,
funny.
I had no idea
like
that there was even.
Sounds like something to be off the Simpsons.
Yeah, it sounds amazing. You know, but
that's
if
funny.
You're into that stuff, but.
Membrane guy who goes to a membrane conference.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm sure he was loving it.
He's,
you know, but
none of the membrane guy. That's good stuff.
So,
let's stay on the topic of water then. I know you and I have talked about this before. Of course, it doesn't happen very often, but it has, and it's obviously inconvenient, is when we get a whole bunch of rain and flooding, flood control and all that, and I know you guys are working on stuff with that.
Yeah, I feel like we're really close, and I keep saying that too, but we're really close. That takes a lot of lifting, but really close on the first basin that we can focus on. We've pretty much got that. All the landowners talked to, we just need to button down a few last details. The nice thing that's happened is some of that American Rescue Plan funds has some infrastructure type uses within it, and so one of the uses within that is, you know, is, you know, water, sewer, storm water, that kind of thing. So it gives us some actual funding that we otherwise wouldn't have, and that's the real challenge with some of this stuff is, it's, you know, how do you pay for it, and there's different ways different communities do it, whether it's a stormwater utility, which is never fun because then it's all, you know, we all pay an extra buck or two or three to pay for these improvements or whatever it takes, but that'll really kickstart stuff. So I hope to, you know, within the next month or 2 to 3 weeks even, that we'll kind of get the property owner, there's three owners involved, finally nailed down. And then, yeah, it's basically off to the races to get that designed and out for bid. So again, that would check off one, you know, and that's the big thing that needs to happen. And so it's exciting, but yeah, so we made good progress on that.
Good. City manager of Beloit, Jason Raby, our guest today on Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. All right, people have been driving through Beloit a little bit over by the Pee Wee baseball field near the high school parking lot and the sports complex. They see some activity that's taking place. There's a little bit of a different look there to the one side of the street. Why don't you update people on what's happening there?
Yeah, I think that, you know, we've talked about this quite a bit over the years, and you know, one cost of life has changed, and obviously there's pluses and minuses to that. You know, I've had a lot of memories, just like a lot of folks, at the Pee Wee Field as it exists now, and so it's essentially, I keep trying to tell people, it's like, we're not really getting rid of it, we're just moving it. You know what I mean? It's we're picking up our house and we're moving it across the street. Yeah. So hopefully we can still capture some of that, but, you know, maybe a newer, more improved or whatever Pee Wee Field. So really what we're trying to do is get our sports complex all into one side of the road and all put together, and I think that'll help us in the future. You know, it's just smaller and smaller communities, you know, are doing that with their complexes. It, you know, just like anything, it's what people do during the summer. You know, it's you do football in the fall and basketball in the winter and baseball and softball in the summer. And you know, it's amazing the amount of impact it has on our local youth. And it's something that, you know, parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, family, you know, there's everybody's up there in the summer at some point, it seems like, or some point in your child lifespan, you know, you're going to be involved with that and maybe multiple times. So we're really excited to be, you know, investing in our sports complex, but trying to do it as cost effective as possible, you know. And I've been involved in building a sports complex from the ground up, and I think, you know, a lot of us are familiar with the newer one over in Clay Center that's really nice. But again, you're talking big dollars, you know, I mean, millions upon millions of dollars to do that. And we're doing that. We're doing some of these improvements and updates, you know, hopefully for a fraction of that cost. And there's still expense. There's still money being spent. But hopefully that impact of bringing people to town and keeping people in town and helping people want to move to town, it's just all part of that experience, you know. And we've got great schools, we've got great parks, we've got a great pool, we got, you know, great jobs, a great community hospital, all those things. I don't want to miss anything, but great radio stations.
But, there you go.
But having this is just another part of that. So, yeah, getting that moved across the street will improve the parking situation in that whole area. I think it's, I'm hoping, you know, it's one of those things when we're all said and done, they're like, wow, this feels right. You know what I mean? Like when we're all done. And so we don't want to erase those memories, but move them across the street and do some improvements. It's pretty exciting trying to get that all mapped out. So we've done all the dirt work on it, or the rough dirt work. They'll be roughing in the power and the sprinkler system for that field here in the next a week to 2 weeks. And then really our goal, our first phase, is just to get it seeded, you know. So it's just going to look like a big grass patch, you know. And then you're going to see things. We're going to try to reuse, you know, some of the light pole. We got new lights for the light poles, but reuse those and the fencing as much as we can, and basically just move it over there and have it ready to go. So some of that movement will probably look slow because it's a lot of it just getting the groundwork done, and that can slowly pop up over the next few months. And you know, some of the things that have gone down is the old restroom, which was well beyond
needed to be taken down.
It was, I even had the employees that were doing it. They were like, oh man, that, you know, the dump truck would be parked outside and they'd go to the office really quick and they could smell it from in the, you know, just bad. Yeah, so, you know, those are good improvements. Again, you know, we all have things that we have memories with, but hopefully we'll be able to create new ones and still cherish what we had there before.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And you and I know this because we've been involved with it, but, you know, traveling sports has become a big thing. And certainly, you know, Beloit is not in the mecca of traveling destinations in regards to traveling sports, but at the same time, you know, you get the nicer facilities or the more, you know, just the overall look of things, as you know, because you and I have traveled. Yeah. We've seen, it is interesting now that we travel more this summer compared to last summer, the changes that I've seen in towns that I used to be at, whether it's this or that or whatever, and you're like, wow, that was a good idea. And of course, everything takes money.
Yeah.
And just because that's what somebody has there doesn't mean that we can have it where we're at. However, there might be a spinoff idea of that, or you get an idea that might not, you know, kind of like what you're talking about, instead of building a brand brand new complex from scratch, you can do this. But also,
called a remodel.
Remodel. Yeah, absolutely. And so if you can have the facilities, and I know you and I have talked about this, and you have maybe some kind of regional tournaments or a few more tournaments that you bring into town, that helps your local economy because more and more people are coming in. Of course, part of that is you got to have the people to work it.
Sure.
And because it's not easy. And I know we've had before, until COVID last year, a basketball tournament around the late December that raised money for basketball programs or this or that. And that was very popular, but it takes a ton of work. Yeah. But those type of ideas, we have to be proactive. And we've talked about it. Dusty and I talked about this a lot this week about the Big 12 not being proactive, their leadership, and being reactive, and they're in big trouble. Yeah. And that's, and I commend you and other leaders, wherever it may be, not just Beloit. Those that are proactive, I think, tend to be ahead of the curve, and those that are reactive tend to be left behind.
Sure.
So if we just sit here and do the same thing over and over and over and go, well, this is how it's always been. Well, yeah, but we used to be in horse and buggies too, and I think we like cars, don't we?
Sure. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Exactly. And it's been a lot of collaboration on this, and obviously just like anything, you take down that first pole and say, I never knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, sure.
And I understand, you know,
it's not real till it starts.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. But, it is. It's I think in the long run, it's going to be great moves for our community. And again, really trying to be as cost conscious as possible. But I think I counted up between all the different, things that happen, and you're never going to find something where 100% of everybody participates 100% of the time. But, out of, I think I had like 300 to 400 kids that, touch those fields in a summer,
Sure.
So, I mean, that's a huge chunk of our kids that go to school here in town, and it's accessible for a lot of people. And whether it's just a kid plays T-ball one year or not, I mean, those are exciting things. And hopefully they just remember someday when they move away that, yeah, that was fun in Beloit, and I'm going to move back. You never know.
So, you're right. Yeah. That's right. Or, hey, there's a tournament there, something going on. Well, I can't wait to go to Beloit. That's awesome. I can do this, I can do that. You're absolutely right. Anything else you want to add before we let you go?
No, like I said, it's the heat of the summer right now. So do everything you can to adjust your thermostat and keep your power bill down. I mean, it is what it is. We try to keep the cost per unit down, and it's been a good year. Obviously, the winter and the spring, where a lot of communities experience massive power costs, and we were able to dodge a lot of that.
Yeah.
So hopefully everybody looks at that from a holistic viewpoint.
Yeah.
I can't control the temperature, but
we have
been working hard on the price per kilowatt. And that's, I guess, just what I'm going to say about that. It's that time of year, unfortunately.
Yes, it is.
So
absolutely.
But
Jason Raby, City Manager Beloit, as always, appreciate the time, and we will see you again at the near the end of August.
That sounds great. Thank you.
Community Matters brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems.